Shiite Muslim head-cutting ceremony leaves worshippers, children covered in blood. By John Hayward on September 11, 2019. Each September brings the Muslim holiday of Ashura, commemorated for different reasons and observed in very different ways by Sunnis and Shiites. Some Shiites follow a gruesome practice of self-mutilation that involves cutting their heads and the heads of their children, releasing a copious amount of blood. Ashura is observed on the 10th day of the first month in the Islamic calendar, Muharram, which corresponds roughly with September. The exact date changes because the Islamic calendar year only has 354 or 355 days. In Sunni Islam, Ashura marks the day when Moses, who is regarded as a prophet in Islam, parted the Red Sea so his people could escape from Egypt. Sunnis believe Muhammad personally honored Ashura by fasting and often do so themselves. Other traditions have arisen in different countries where Sunni Islam is practiced. Some believe fasting on Ashura is inappropriate because fasting has become associated with the principal Muslim holiday of Ramadan. For Shiites, Ashura is a far grimmer holiday because it commemorates the death of Muhammad's grandson Husayn ibn Ali at the Battle of Karbala in 680. Under Shiite theology, this was among the worst things that ever happened, because Husayn was a sacred prophet revered almost as much as his grandfather, and he was killed in a despicable ambush on the orders of an usurper. The enduring schism between Sunnis and Shiites flows from Husayn's murder and what Shiites regard as the heresy of seizing power from the blood relatives of Muhammad. Shiites spend the first 10 days of the first Islamic month lamenting Husayn's death in a variety of ways. Some of the traditional lamentations involve reenacting the murder, much as Christian Passion plays reenact the death of Christ. Some of the Ashura plays, known as tajia, are symbolic in nature or involve a bit of light flagellation, while others are hardcore recreations of how Husayn was martyred with a sword blow to the head. Not the neck, the story goes that Ali was slashed in the skull with a poisoned blade while he was praying. The most controversial practitioners of the tajia tradition, therefore, slash their heads with swords, knives, or razors in a cleansing ritual called tatbir. Some of them do it to their children as well, as the UK Sun documented in a gruesome pictorial on Tuesday. Warning: graphic images. Ashura commemorations also have an unfortunate history of becoming overcrowded and triggering stampedes at the Imam Husayn Shrine in Karbala, which is now located in Iraq. At least 31 people were killed and over 100 injured during such an incident on Tuesday, filling social media with images of bloody corpses and injured people strewn across a walkway. Ashura observances at the Karbala shrine tend to become dangerous affairs in part because ritual bloodletting and flagellation are practiced by many, and because a sort of controlled stampede known as the Tawayi run is part of the ceremony, reenacting the desperate and doomed rush of Husayn's relatives to come to his aid. The procession has occasionally been targeted for terrorist attacks during outbreaks of sectarian violence.